This is GQDN for Tuesday, October 28th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ25. By SwiftEnergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes, including Questworthy, the new one. Yeah, the strawberry one. Put in the promo code Quest. You get 25% off of your purchase. It's good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. In today's news, it looks like there could be a new PlayStation exclusive. The Call of Duty Mobile World Championships have been announced, and it might be some Black Ops 6 zombies. Ooh, Call of Duty, what are you doing? But we begin today with the news that happened yesterday after the show. Thank you, Golvin, for posting this up on our Discord. Wowhead.com did report that World of Warcraft and all the PC games will be on the next generation Xbox console. And they said that via Windows Central. And they did release an article yesterday that features the next gen Xbox console. And they revealed that the next gen Xbox console could run on Windows, which means they'll be able to run on any of the PC games. And Windows Central did say, quote, exiting out to Windows will be for those who want to access games traditionally not available on Xbox, including PlayStation games on Steam, mouse and keyboard first games like League of Legends, or even classic games from GOG and the like. You'll be able to run PlayStation's PC titles like God of War, Ghost of Tsushima, and Spider-Man on the next Xbox, purchased via Steam or Epic Games. You will be able to play World of Warcraft on the next Xbox via Battle.net. You'll also be able to install practically any game that runs on Windows, giving you access to decades upon decades of content on all on a single device, which means that World of Warcraft could be played on an Xbox. Possible. But we're going to stick with Xbox because Eurogamer was wondering about something. Because what we know is that the White House used AI to generate some pictures from Trump as the Master Chief and to use those things to promote and recruit ICE. Now, the White House Deputy Press Secretary Kush Desai did tell the journalist Alyssa Mercanti overnight, quote, yet another war ended under President Trump's watch. Only one leader is fully committed to giving power to the players, and that leader is Donald J. Trump. That's why he is hugely popular with the American people and American gamers, end quote. Now, those comments were made in relation to an image that was tweeted by the Department of Homeland Security, which did so show a picture of a Halo ring world and the two Spartan soldiers on the Warthog Jeep. One was driving it and the other was on top of it, operating the machine gun. And soldiers did appear below the words, destroy the flood. That's a quote. That way they could call to join the Immigration Customs Enforcement, which is called ICE. The Flood are the primary antagonists of the Halo franchise. And in fact, GameStop got up on X and showed Trump as the Master Chief, and the Vice President, J.D. Vance, was behind him. And the White House, like I said yesterday, did have President Trump saluting the flag with his helmet off and with a blade at his side. Now, Eurogamer was wondering if Microsoft was going to do anything about this, but they also reflected on Nintendo not doing anything about the U.S. Department of Homeland Security because they use the music from Pokemon to promote the ICE causes. I know it's a bit of a GQ2 item, but this does involve video games. So what do you think about this? You can let me know at Joe Brums. I'll take both positive and negative thoughts up on X. Now IGN, we're going to stick with Xbox a little bit more because Activision is a part of Xbox, and they said that the Black Ops 6 multiplayer and zombies are now free again today, right before Halloween, just as EA launches the Battlefield Battle Royale Red Sec. Now, Activision did announce yet another Call of Duty trial, Black Ops 6, multiplayer and zombies, which is launching at the same time of the Battlefield Battle Royale, RedSec. Because yesterday, EA did finally confirm a shadow drop for the Battlefield Battle Royale, RedSec, which goes live today, and did go live today, at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time. And Activision did say that the Black Ops 6 multiplayer and zombies will go free starting today, and that will run until November 3rd. In fact, Call of Duty got up on X and said, quote, "Grab your squad, we've got Black Ops 6. Get access to Black Ops 6 multiplayer and zombies free starting tomorrow." So those two are still going at war. But why not just go to EA? This one's a twofer. Games Hub and WCCF Tech. Because EA is pushing AI on the developers and the rest of the employees. Now, Business Insider did talk to the EA staff, who confirmed that the company's leadership has spent the past year pushing its 15,000 employees to use AI for nearly every single task. And that goes from producing code, concept art for games, advertising or advising managers how to speak to staff about a certain number of topics, and that includes pay or promotions. The AI tools used to produce code are among those that are creating the most issues for developers. Now, according to WCCF Tech, the AI usage puts QA at risk. In fact, one of the employees at Respawn, which is one of the EA's studios, did say that they were laid off this spring, and that went with 100 other employees because the company was using AI to review and summarize feedback from the playtesters and the work previously by human employees, like the ones that were fired. Now, according to Games Hub, the reason for this may be because of the Saudi Arabia buyout. And that's where EA had to make it clear that they did intend to include AI as part of their strategy going forward. But they also did mention there's a certain caution around where it appears some of the absent details in the report. As far as what AI goes, EA will not be the only company that'll put the focus on AI. Krafton will do it behind the games like Subnautica, PUBG, and Callisto Protocol, because Krafton did invest nearly $70 million in the technology to make that happen. But now we go to the esports corner, and we find that the Call of Duty Mobile World Championship was indeed revealed. Now there are a total of 24 rewards that are available for viewers to obtain the season-ending event taking place on November 7th to November 9th. And the three-day event, the viewers that will be tuning in will be able to earn some items that goes from the secret caches, in-game credits, and exclusive operator skins. So there is quite a list where you can get some different stuff. And it goes from November 7th to November 9th. The Epic Calling Card, 300 credits, one times legendary secret cash, Epic Butterfly Knife weapon skin, 300 credits, three times secret caches, Epic HBK 30 weapon skin, and the Epic Charity Operator skin. That's on November 7th alone. The other 2 days are a little bit different. You'll still get a total of 600 credits, but there are also like stickers and sprays, more epic secret caches, other skins, lots of stuff. So that will be there if you see it. Now, the post did not say where to watch. Let's see if I can find it. Well, there you can watch it up on YouTube, the CODM Esports, or the main channel, Call of Duty YouTube channel. It is also possible that you'll be able to see it up on Twitch. So if you want to see it, it will be there. One thing left, PlayStationLifestyle.net said that there's going to be a new game coming out for PlayStation, and it'll be out, quote, soon, end quote. It is called the Lulan, the Cursed Sand. And this is an exclusive development at the Chinese studio Chili Room. And this will be an RPG. It'll be a part of the China Hero Project. Now, when is that going to happen? We don't know. It's in development. So it should be out, well, they said soon. Maybe a year or two. We'll see. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. We will see you tomorrow for more gaming news. So until then, go play some video games, people.